Daf is Daf Samech Gimel. So we got to the top of Samech Gimel and Aleph, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Menachos Hayu Nikmatos Bechol Malkum Be'azara. The Menachos are able to, the Kamita for the Menachos can be done any place in the base of Mikdash in the Azara. Rashi points out you don't need Safan, you don't need to do it in the north. And Menachalos Lefnim Menachlaim, the Mincha, the Shiar Mincha, the leftover that's eaten, it has to be eaten within the klaim of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, Lezuchai Kuna, to the male Kohanim, Bechol Meichel, Liom, V'layla, Ad Chatzos. In any way you want to eat it, it doesn't have to be roasted, it could be roasted, cooked, and for the one day, one night, until Chatzos. So that's the Mishnah. So Gemara now says, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Mincha Shenikmata Beheichal, Kshera. So the Mishnah is talking about Bechol Malkum Ba'azara. The Azara is where the Mizbech Achitza on the big Mizbech was, where the ramp was. But now the Rebbe Elazar is mechadish. Now, if mincha was nikmata, if the kmita took place beheichal, which is in the area where the shulchan and the mizbeach apnimi and the menorah was, that would be kshera as well. Shekein matzinu besilik bezichim, because that's we find bezichim, the silik bezichim. They're moving in the bezichim. What were the bezichim? Look at Rashi. Rashi says the first Rashi in the Gemara. Shekein matzinu besilik bezichim. Shein askara leminchas lechem apanim. They were the areas near the not for areas. They were the what's it called? The Levona that was next to the lechem upon him. Kedichsev ayasal lechem laskara umatirnes lechem. It would permit eating the lechem upon him. V'silukan me'al shulchan upon him shebehecha b'makum kmitza de menachos hanikmitas. When you remove it from the shulchan, it was parallel to the kmitza done to mincha. To kmitza. To menachos is what silik was to lechem upon him. So just like the silik was removing from the heichal the lechem upon him, so too if kmitza menachos was done in the heichal, that's kasher as well. That's the raya. So the Gemara now, there's a suffix in the Achronim, where now that we've established one may do kmitza in the heichal, is that something that's only bidi'evid or lichachila, just like you could do it anywhere in the Azara, like the Mishnah says, perhaps he extends it lichachila, you could even do it in the heichal. So that's a suffix that's found in the Achronim. So the Gemara now asks a question. Meisiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah quotes a pasuk and says, V'kamatz misham, you collect from there. What does it mean you do kmitza from there? Mimakam shiragli hazar omdos, from the place where the Zar was standing. So what is this referring to? If you look at Rashi to explain, Rashi says, Mimakum Shiragli Hazar Omdos Le'el Kai, it's referring to the previous pasuk, which says, Ve'viu Hazar El B'nei Aaron HaKohanim. So Zar comes, a non-Kohen comes, bring us a flower for the Kohen to do Kemitza. And V'kamatz Misham Milo Kum, to the pasuk says, and from there, the Kohen does a Kemitza. What does it mean, Misham, from there? So Rashi explains, Mashma mimokum shebailim omdim sham, the place where the Tsar is standing. Now the Tsar can't go in certain areas of the Azara. There's only a place called Ezes Yisrael, the first maybe 11 amos or so he's allowed to walk in. Beyond that, he's not allowed. So the Gemara makes a drasha that the kmitza is only permitted misham, the area where the Tsar is allowed, that's where the kmitza is done. And it's not permitted to be done in the rest of the Azara, and certainly not in the Heichal. So the Gemara just goes on to quote another drash of this pasuk, not our concern, but the Gemara quotes it anyways. The Gemara says, Ben Besera Omer, Minayin She'im Kamatz Besmol, if a person incorrectly did kmitza with the left hand. We know that kmitza should be done with the right hand. All of Oda is done B'yamin. Let's say the guy did it accidentally, incorrectly with the left hand. How do we know? He could be Yachzir V'yikmot B'yamin. He could put it back in, and he could just pick it up with his right hand now properly. Tamalomer Misham Mimakum Shekamatz Kvar. You could put it back to the place where you took from, and you could fix it. Now the Gemara does elsewhere, Gemara Yuma points out, obviously this can't be done by Shechita. If someone shechs with his left hand, he can't fix it, and shechs with the right hand. So there's a Havim meaning that maybe Kmitza should be the same way, since Kmitza is the parallel to Shechita, just like you can't redo a Shechita, you can't redo a Kmitza. Gemara says, no, you are allowed to undo the Kmitza, put the flower back in, and have another Kmitza done with the right hand. But the first drasha, which is our concern, is that where does the kmita take place? Mimakum shazar omdim, where the zar is allowed to stand, and not permitting the azara, and certainly not the heichal. So the Gemara answers, ikadami, some say, hu mosivla, hu mifarikla. Some say, not only did Rabbi Yirmiyah ask the question, but Rabbi Yirmiyah answered the question. The ikadami, others say, amar le Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva came along, the Rabbi Yirmiyah bar tachlifa, and he came along to answer the question. What's the answer? Asaver l'cha, I'll explain to you. Lo nitzcha ela lahachshir kol hazara kula. Now it's only coming to permit the entire azar. I mean, I would have thought that it would be permitted everywhere except where the azar is allowed to go. It's coming to expand that area. So let's, before we get to the Havamina, look at Rashi just to be clear here. Rashi says, Lo nitzacha homi makom ragli hazar dekamer. That pasuk that says you're allowed to do kmitza where the zar stands doesn't tell me that's only permitted. It's telling it's in addition to the other areas that are permitted, you may also do kmitza where the zar can go, which is less kedusha. We'll see why you woman think maybe you can't do kmitza b'makom shar omdim hazar. So Ella, just Rashi continues to say, Ella lahachshir delo libay al yerech mizbech tzafona, not to tell me you only need above north of mizbech, Ella kol makom dris is ragli Yisrael, wherever the ragli Yisrael, namely a zar, could walk, kashu l'kmitza, v'kolshkin, certainly, as this Kohen v'heichal, certainly further into the Beis HaMikdash, will be permitted as well. So it's coming to extend the makom ha-kmitza, not to restrict the makom ha-kmitza. So Gemara then says, I mean, I would have thought that maybe the kmita can't be done in the Ezra Yisrael where the Tzar stands, because I would have thought, Holva Ola Kachi Kachim, Umincha Kachi Kachim, both of them are Kachi Kachim, Ma Ola Tuna Tafon, the Ola has to be done, the Shechita is done, B'Tafon, Af Mincha Talon Tafon, and maybe it wouldn't be allowed to be done, May Makam Ragli Azar. So therefore we have the pasuk to tell me that no, it's allowed even where the place where the Tzar walks. Wait a second, how could you have thought to learn Mincha from Ola? Granted, they're both Kachi Kachim, but still. Mala Ola, Shekain Kalil, it gets completely burnt up, which is a certain Chumrah that Ola has, so maybe he has another Chumrah that the Tzafon's permitted. Mash Ein Kain Mincha doesn't have such a Chumrah, so maybe you would think it should be permitted everywhere in the Azara. Gwara says, no, it's not really learned from Ola, it's learned from Achatas. Achatas is also Kachi Kachim, and Achatas is done B'Tafon, one would have thought a Mincha should be done B'Tafon. Gemara says you can learn from Chatas because Malachatas Shekain Mechaperes Achayav Ekrisos, that Chatas has a certain chumer that's able to be mechaper on averos that are done that have a karis to it, and maybe that's why it's limited to Tzafon, Mashenkin Mincha, which does not have such a ability. Maybe it should be allowed everywhere in the Havamina. So then the Gemara says Me'ashem, we're really learning from Me'ashem, which is also a Kachi Kachim. Mali Ashem Shekain Mini Damim. No, but Ashem, even though it may not have the other chumers, it's blood, it's zvachim, as opposed to mincha, which is not damim, and damim has a certain chumrah that goes on to the mizbeach, and the mincha doesn't have as many damim going on the mizbeach, and maybe only an ashram has the restriction of tzafon, and not a mincha. So Gemara says, let's put all three of them together, mikulu, let's put ola, hey, ashram, and achatas together, and just like all three of them are only in tzafon, one may have thought maybe mincha should also be in tzafon, and that's why you need the pasuk misham. Gemara says, no. Even all three together wouldn't have been sufficient because malakula shekein mine damim. All three of them together are still zvachim, they still have blood, and mincha is a very different category. So again, what's the havamina to think that a mincha would not, the kmitza of a mincha would not be allowed b'makom ragle Yisrael? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you what the havamina is. El itzirich tzakadai techamina, I would have thought, hol v'ksiva higisha el mizbeach, there's a lacha when you do the kmitza, so the kohen then goes ahead and like touches the mizbeach with the kmitza, and then he goes on to throw it on top of the mizbeach. So there's a havamina to say, just like mahagasha, the Karen Maravis Dromas, just like the agasha where he puts the kmitza next to the mizbeach, it's in the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. You may think af kmitza the Karen Maravis Dromas, the kmitza should also be done there and nowhere else. That's the Havamina. Kamash Malam, we learn from the Pasuk Misham to tell me that Mimokum Shiragli Azar Omdos is also permitted for the Kemitza. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlomim Sheshachtan Beheichal Ksherim. We saw above that Kemitza that was done in Heichal was Kshera. That we just proved. Now we're saying Shchita of a Shlomim that's done in Heichal is Kasher as well. How do we know? Shenamar, it says, Veshachtu Besach Al Moed. That we're supposed to shech the shlamim when the Pesach Olam Moed. We said that the doors, the delassos to the Olam Moed had to be open. So the shlamim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara, but the doors have to be open so there's this view into the Olam Moed, into the Heichal. So now if it has to be visible to the Olam Moed, so certainly if it's done in the Olam Moed itself, it should be permitted. In the Heichal itself, it should be permitted. V'lo yeh tofel chamer min ha'ikr. The secondary shouldn't be more chamer than the ikr. Meaning being able to see the Heichal is permitted. So certainly in the Heichal itself should be permitted. That's the his understanding. It's based on a svara. Now there's an interesting machlokas here. That we said when the shlomim shechted in the Azara, so then the Pesach delasos ha'ol mo'i have to be open to see into the Heichal. But let's say if you're shechting the shlomim in the Olam Moed itself, do the doors have to be open to see the Azara or not? Some say no. Once you're in the Ol Moed, you're seeing it. You don't need the doors to be open, and therefore they can be shut. While others say no, the din of Ashlamim, that it always has to be open, whether you're shechting in the Azara or shechting in the Hegel, the doors always have to be open for the Ashlamim to be kosher. Mar now asks the question, Meisivei. Meisivei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Becerra, probably Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra it should be, is my guess. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Omer minayin shem hekifo ovdei kochavim es kol ha'azara. How do you know if the if non-Jews were to surround the entire Azara? And Rashi explains that they were fighting, and they were just, shooting arrows inside, and they couldn't stand in the Azara. It was unsafe for them. So now, the Gemara doesn't say this, but the Kohanim nichnasim l'sham, they go into the Heichal now. They escape to the Heichal for some protection. The Ochlin sham kachay kachim, they eat the kachay kachim there. Now normally the kachay kachim are eaten in the Azara somewhere, but now they have to escape because they were being attacked. So they fled to the Heichal. How do you know that that's allowed as well? Tamalomar, the Kodesh HaKadoshim Tochalana, to eat it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Baltic says you can eat it even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is not a reference to the actual Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're not allowed to eat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but it refers to a place that's holier than the Azara, namely the Heichal. So now the Gemara asks, so what's the question? Vamai, why do you need a Pasuk? Neymar, you should say, B'chatzer ol moed yochalu, lo yetafel chamer min ikr. If you're allowed to eat in the chatzer, which is the Azara, so certainly you should be able to eat in the Ol Moed itself, and certainly in the Heichal. You don't need a pasuk. Meaning, just like we said before, the Shlamim can be shechted in the Azara, and Kal V'chomer can be shechted in the Heichal. So too, just like Kachay Kachim could be eaten in the Azara, Kal V'chomer should be able to eat in a more chomer place, namely in the Heichal. So why do you need a pasuk? So the Gemara says, no, there's a very big difference, there's a fundamental difference between the Shechita and between achila. Hachi hashta hasam over there, avoda de adam. It's avoda, the service man does. Where does a person do service? Oved b'makam rabo, armina lo yetafel chamer mina ikr. When it comes to serving your Rebbe, so then it's more appropriate to serve him closer to where his home is, as opposed to being far away from him. So it makes sense that if you're able to shecht, which is an avoda, in the Azara, kal v'chomer you could shecht the shlamim in the Heichal. When it comes to achila, the ein adam ocha b'makom rabo, person doesn't eat in the presence of his rebbe. Lo yeh tafel chamer mina ikr lo amina. We don't say that. Just because you're allowed to eat in the azara doesn't mean you could eat in front of your rebbe's face. We wouldn't bring that kal v'chomer in. So one would have thought the achila should only be permitted in the azara, not in the heichal. That's why we need the pasuk to tell me the pasuk saying b'kodesh hakodashim tochalenu, that even based on the pasuk, even in the Heichal, one is allowed to eat the kachay kachim as well. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us on the very bottom here, chatas ha'of ha'isanases al-keren dromis maravis. The chatas ha'of, when it came to chatas ha'of, it was talking about they would smear the blood. The way it would work is they would sprinkle the blood of the chatas ha'of, and then they'd smear the head of it onto the mizbeach. So this chatas ha'of was done al keren dromis maravis, the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. U'bechol makom ha'isak shera. The truth is, it's permitted anywhere. The Gemara is going to explain what this means, but it's permitted anywhere. Elazeh ha'isak makom, but that was the place for it anyway, so which is unclear. Is everything the place, or only that is the place? So the Gemara is going to address that ambiguity. U'veshlosh advarim ha'isak also keren mishameshes milamata veshlosh milamala. That corner, that southwestern corner, was used for three things that were used above or below, and three things used above. So six things were done at that corner. Milamat on the bottom, chatas ha'of was smeared on that bottom corner. Vagashos, when you do the kmitza, you have to do hagasha. You place it in the left, the southeast western corner. Vishir hadam, the blood, when you came down from this bath, the leftover blood was poured on that corner. So that's three things that are below. Umilamala, that which was done above, nisach hayayim, nisach hamayim, those that were poured on top of the keren. We learned that the other day. V'olas ha'of kishihu hiraba b'mizrach. The olas, we've been talking about a chatas ha'of in the beginning of the Mishnah, but the olas ha'of, which is done on the mal on top, so that was done in the southwestern corner when the southeastern corner was taken up. So just to clarify what's going on here, look at Rashi, four lines up from the bottom. V'olas ha'of kishiraba b'mizrach. The Iker Makomo, the real place of the Olas Ha'of, is really Bekeren Dromis Mizrachis, the southeastern corner. Kidemafarish time of the Gemara, Mipnesha Krovala Besa Dashin Lizrok Shamarav and Otsa. What happened down the south, let's build this Mizbeach just to have an image for you guys. You have the ramp going up from the south to north, and then you have this is the big Mizbeach here. So that's southwest, that's northwest, that's northeast, this is southeast. So we're talking about the southwestern corner, the different six things. But the Olas Ha'ov should be done in the southeast corner right here. Why was it done here? Because there's a place right on the floor here called the Shefach HaDeshen, it's called, Yemekom HaDeshen, where there's a miracle, the Gemara Numa says, that three things are put there and the ground just absorbed them. It just got swallowed up. It was one of the Nisim. So the Olas Ha'ov, after it was done, you had to throw the feathers into that area and get absorbed by the, swallowed up by the ground. Now there's a tremendous nace, the Gemara talks about how what a koach, the kohen had, to throw a feather far is obviously very hard, so he had a certain strength or really more of a skill to like send these feathers as darts. So it had to be close to the Makom HaDeshen to make it easier. Now when that area got very filled up, so they moved it over to the southwest, because that's the next closest corner as opposed to the northeast or northwest, they moved it to the southwest when it got busy to send over those darts of feathers to that place that or absorb them. So that's what's going on here. Okay. The Mishnah says the bottom line of the daf here, Kol ha'olin l'mizbeach, olin b'derech yamim. All those who ascended the mizbeach on the ramp would go up the right side of the ramp. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, in Amr Bezir, u'makifin v'yardin derech smol. Then they'd circle around the entire mizbeach, even though they need to use the other corners, but they do a full sviva anyways. And they would come down derech smol, the left side, which meant, Rashi explains here, the left side, when you face it to the left side, you're always going on your right. But it's you're going down south, but it's the left side of the ramp when you face it. So that he does a full circle and comes down. Except for those who go up the ramp for the three things that are mentioned on the southwest, where what happens in those cases, Shayu Olin of Yardin al Ha'akev. So for those three items that were done, the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, and Olas Ha'of, when it got busy in the Yitzchak corner, you go up the ramp not to the right like normally, but you actually go up to the ramp right to the left. And after you've gone to the left, you did what you did, you just turn around and come right back down this way. You don't do a full circle. So why don't you do a full circle? Just like when you go up the right, shouldn't you do a full circle? You do a full circle, so when you go up the left, shouldn't you do also a full circle and then come down the other side? So look what Tosis writes on top here. V'yordin al ha'akev. La mishum shelo yarbe behiluch bechinam. The reason why we say come right back down where you came up and don't make a full circle, it's not because we have a problem with making a full circle. It's not because we don't want people walking unnecessarily in the Mizbeach. That's not a problem. Because Dimkain, if that was the concern, Kishahaya Bekaren Jomus Mazrach, is when he go up to the southwest, southeastern corner to the right, shouldn't we say go right back down? Why do we say have the coin walk all the way around when he doesn't need to? So we see we're not bothered by people walking around Bechinam. So how can we say to the guy who walks up to the left, just turn right back and go down? So it says Tosos, Tehacha Chazarasa Al Ha'akev Habile Derech Yamin. Because now he walks up the ramp, he can't turn to the left, he's going to fall off the ramp. He's on the left side. So he turns to the right, which means he goes back straight down. He doesn't wrap around the entire Mizbech. Now this sugya becomes an interesting discussion. The Chumash HaDeshen talks about when a person gets an aliyah in the Torah and goes to the Bima, what direction should he walk? So what's brought down by Chumash HaDeshen Shulchan Aruch is that a person should always go Derech Ksar, the shortest path. If you're right next to even one of the Yamin or Smol, depending who cares which side you're on, you go the shortest path to the Sefer Torah, and then you come the longest path back down. Now, the Gemara talks about this, but the Chassam Sofer and Gra says that's incorrect, because that Gemara is talking about when you go from a Makom Chol to a Makom Kadosh, you have to go the shortest way possible. But once you're ready in the Makom Kadosh, like the Beis Knesses, there's no Indian of Ktsar versus Arucha, and therefore they say you should go based on the Mishnah and go to the right side. So wherever is right to you, even though it might be longer, you always go to the right. And that's the Gra and Chassam Sofer Paskin like. But I think the Minhag HaMakom in most places to walk the shortest path so there's no Tircha Letzibur, and you walk down the longer path.
Oh,
when would you bring one? Right. So Chatas Ov could be brought Karbanos as part of the Olav Yoreds. That's one, right, if you get them forward. And also it's brought when a certain Tumah, Zav and Zava, I think it's part of the Tara process, is a Chatas Ov along with it. Sometimes it's a Chiv, and sometimes you have the option if you can't afford more than that. Okay. The Gemara now tells us three lines down, the first line of the Gemara here, that Minahani Mile, how do I know these words, that a Chatas Ov is the whole process is done, Bekeren Maravis Dromis, in the south, western corner. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua explains, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, this is regarding, right now, a minchas chote, a person has to bring a chatas, and he can't afford, remember, they're only the yorids. All the yorids is when there's certain averos that have a moving carbon, depending how much money a person has. So let's say he violated a shvua. So then, or tumas mikdash v'kadashav as all of a yored, so he has to bring now minchas chote. So minchas chote, the pasuk says, lo yasim ala hashem v'lo yitin ala levona. Normally a mincha is supposed to be nice with oil and levona and frankincense, but when it's a minchas chote, we don't want it to look very mehudar, we don't want it to look nice and pretty, so there's no oil, there's no levona, it's a very straight carbon of a flour, dry flour. So the pasuk says, again, lo yasim ala hashem v'lo yitin ala levona ki chatasi, because the minchas chote is called a chatas. So what means called a chatas? It's called a chatas kriya mincha, u mincha kriya chatas. A mincha is called a chatas is called a mincha. So now we're connecting these two concepts. So now we're bringing ma chatas to una tzafon, af mincha to una tzafon, just like a chatas is shechted in the tzafon, so to the mincha is shechted in the tzafon. Now this gears to Rashi.
What? We just said not in the last comment.
Right. So the Rashi says, very good. Rashi says here, see chatas to una tzafon. Rashi says, "Yodei ani shagirsezu shibush." It's a mistake. Sharei lo chatas oof velo minchas tun in tafon. It goes on to explain. In the end, he says, "Perhaps the right girsa shiribi." At the end of this Rashi, that maybe it means ma chatas psula shalolishma af mincha psula shalolishma. So it's unclear what's going on here. Fine, he has a problem with that girsa, but there is some connection between mincha and chatas. So now, in the other direction, ma mincha the Karen Maravis drome is just like the mincha is done in the Hagasha of the mincha, where we push it against the mincha, is done in the southwestern corner. So af chatas the Karen Maravis drome is. So too a chatas is done in the southwestern corner. So that's the source, again, that the chatas of is done, the whole asiyah is done in the southwest. But now we haven't seen yet, how do you know mincha gufa minol, and how do you know that the Hagasha of a mincha is done in the southwestern corner? What's the source? The Tanya. The Brisa says, Lefnei Hashem has to be done, this Hagasha has to be Lefnei Hashem. The Pasuk says, Vizos Tarasa Mincha, Hakarev Osa, bring it closer, B'nei Aron Lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, and then it says also, El Pnei HaMizbech. So there's a stir Lefnei Hashem versus Pnei HaMizbech, meaning what? It says the Gemara, the Tanya, Lefnei Hashem, Yachal B'marav, Lefnei Hashem means in front of the Kodesh Kodashim, the Heichal, that would indicate the western part of the Mizbech. But then it says, Tama Lomar, one second here, Tama El Pnei HaMizbech, the face, which the Rashi explains is referring to the ramp. The ramp is considered the face of the Mizbech. So Pnei Hashem means the south. So one would think you should be on the south. Yachal B'darom, Tama Lomar Lefnei Hashem. No, it has to be in the west, in Lefnei Hashem. So should it be the south or should it be the west? Should it be Lefnei Hashem or should it be Pnei HaMizbech? So there's a stira. Okay, so how do we reconcile this contradiction? Magisha beKaren Maravis, Dromis, Kineged Chudasha Karen Vidayo. We very simple. You put it at the corner where you're accomplishing both south and west, you're accomplishing both Lefnei Hashem and Pnei HaMizbech, and this way you're Yotze the Inu Hagasha and fulfilling both of these psukim. The Gemara now says, that's all according to the Tanakhama, but comes along Rabbi Eliezer, and he argues and says, no. Yachal, one may say, Yagishana l'marava shokaren, o l'droma shokaren. One may think maybe you should put it on the south one, or maybe on the western corner. You should have the option where to put it. So the Gemara says, Amris, no, we have a certain yesod when it comes to psukim. Komokam sh'ata moti shnei mikros, when you find two different psukim, Echad mekayim atzmo u'mekayim chavera. One pasuk is fulfilling its own. It describes its pasuk itself, and also doesn't contradict the other pasuk. It actually embraces the other pasuk. They work with each other. And echad, but yet the second pasuk is mekayim atzmo, describes what the pasuk itself is describing. Yet it's mevatel chavero, but it is nullifying. It's canceling out what another pasuk indicates. So obviously the lacha would be that manichin zesh mekayim atzmo u'mevatel chavero. We ignore the pasuk that excludes the other pasuk, and the tofsin, and we embrace esh mekayim atzmo u'mekayim chavero. We embrace a pasuk that not only talks about what it has to be done in its own right, but also acknowledges and accepts the other pasuk. So this is of course very theoretical. So let's bring this into a reality. The Gemara says as follows. So Kishata Omer, when it says Pnei Hashem, that means Pnei Hashem, which is the south. So then Bimar of Heichan Kayemes, you put it on the south of Mizbeach, so you're not going to fulfill the west. So then, El Panem is Beach. I'm sorry, let's do it again. Lifnei Hashem, it should, the gears are changing, I'm sorry. It should be Lifnei Hashem, Kesheh HaTaomer, Lifnei Hashem, which means Bimarav in the west, in front of the Heichal. Well, Heichan Kayames, El Panem is Beach. If it's at the west, how do you get to be on the face in this Beach, the south? You can't fulfill that pasuk. If you put it on the south, so you fulfill the pasuk bedarum el pnei mizbeach. Lifnei Hashem also kayam til lifnei Hashem bedarum. You've also accomplished. I'm sorry. I read that one more time. Kshata omer el pnei mizbeach. So then, if you say the face of mizbeach bedarum kayamta lifnei Hashem bedarum kayamta. Lifnei Hashem bedarom heichan kiyamta. But if it's lifnei Hashem, how have you fulfilled it?
The way it says here is yeah. Shata omer al pnei hamizbeach bedarom. But if you say pnei hamizbeach means bedarom, so then kiyamta lifnei Hashem bedarom. You're also mekayam lifnei Hashem.
So if you put pnei hamizbeach, you put it in the south, then you've also fulfilled lifnei Hashem, which is going to be the west. So the Gemara says bedarom heich kiyamas. How do you fulfill? If you put it in the south, how do you fulfill west? If it's in the south mizbeach, it's not in front of lifnei Hashem anymore. So Gemara says it is because if you assume Amar Rav Ashi Kesavar High Tana Kul Mizbeach Mitzaf and Kai. So if the whole Mizbeach is in the north, so when you put it in the south of the Mizbeach, it's also going to be right across from the Pesach Ol Moed, which is also going to be fulfilling Lifnei Hashem. Okay, Gemara now says at the end of the daf here. B'chol Makom Ha'isak Sheira. The Mishad said that when it comes to the Chatas Of, the B'chol Makom is kosher for the Chatas Of, but then it said the place really is in the southwest. So which one is it? My Kamar, what is the Mishnah saying here? So Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Hachi Kamar. B'chol makom ha'isak shera l'mlika. So you could do the Malika anywhere you want, whether it's on top of the Mizbeach or on the bottom of the Mizbeach, it's permitted. Elezeya makom al-hazasa. But the place of the Hazah, of the sprinkling of the Chatas Of, that was done in the southwestern corner. So Gemara brings a brayse here, Tanina Lahu, and says, you could do the Malika anywhere in the Mizbeach that you'd want. He's a Dama B'chol Makom K'sheira. You could do the sprinkling wherever you want. He's a V'lo Mitzah K'sheira. If you do he's a the sprinkling without the Mitzah, without smearing the blood on the Mizbeach, that's K'sheira. U'bilvad she'itein M'chud HaSikra U'lamat, as long as you put it below Midam HaNefesh, below the Chud HaSikra. So this also is very unclear, Brisa. So Gemara is going to clarify what's going on here. My Kamar. Hachi Kamar. Malka b'chol makom b'mizbeach k'sheira. You could do Malika wherever you want on top of the Mizbeach, and according to many of Rishonim, you could do it even anywhere in the Azar if you like. Mitzah dama b'chol makom b'mizbeach k'sheira. If you do the Mitzah, you smear the blood from the Of onto Mizbeach anywhere, it's k'sheira as well. Because Shim Hiza v'lo Mitzah k'sheira. Because if, let's say, a person sprinkled and didn't do Mitzah at all, it's still kosher. It's not ma'akiv at all, so therefore you could do Mitzah wherever you want, and it's still a kosher carbon. But the one restriction is that the blood, the sprinkling of the blood, the sprinkling, not the shmearing, but the sprinkling of blood has to be somewhere below the Chud HaSikra and not B'chol Makom. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. I'm not around on Sunday, but Mir Hashem will continue on Monday.